Om Shanti, Baba Sakar Murli. Date is 24th February 2023. Essence, sweet children, this is now your final birth. The play is coming to an end, and you therefore have to become pure and return home. This history will then repeat from the golden age. Question, which wonder can only you children perform while looking after your homes and families? Answer, while looking after your homes and families and living in the old world, you have to break your attachment to everyone. Forget all the old things, including your bodies. This is the wonder of you children. This is called Satopradhan renunciation. Only the father teaches you this. You children promise that you will stay pure in this final birth. This purity will then remain all the time for 21 births. No one else can perform such a wonder. Song, you are the mother and you are the father. Om Shanti. The meaning of Om Shanti has been explained to you children very easily. Everything is easy. You attain a kingdom easily. For where? For the golden age. That is called liberation in life. The evil spirits of Ravan do not exist there. When someone has an evil spirit of anger, it is said, you have an evil spirit of anger in you. Okay, it has been explained to you children that the meaning of Om is, I am a soul and this is my body. A soul, a charioteer, is sitting in every chariot, a body. This chariot functions with this soul's power. A soul repeatedly has to shed a body and take another. You children know that Bharat is now the land of sorrow. Half a cycle ago, it was the land of happiness. There used to be the Almighty government because it was the Almighty authority who established the kingdom of deities in Bharat. There was one religion there. 5,000 years ago, it truly became the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan there. It was definitely the father who established that kingdom. They received their inheritance from the father. Those souls have been around the cycle of 84 births. Only the people of Bharat go through these clans. It is now the Shudra clan. After the Shudra clan, there is the most elevated Brahmin clan. Brahmin clan means that you are the mouth-born creation of Brahma. Prajapita Brahma must definitely have adopted children. You children know that Bharat was worthy of worship and that it has now become a worshipper. The father is ever worthy of worship. He definitely comes to purify the impure. The golden age is the pure world. There won't be the name of the Ganges, the purifier in the golden age, because that is the pure world anyway, and all souls there are charitable souls, no sinful souls. Then in the Iron Age, there are no charitable souls. All are sinful souls. Those who are pure are said to be charitable souls. It is only in Bharat that people donate a great deal and also perform a lot of charity. At this time, when the father comes, you surrender yourselves to him. Sannyasis leave their homes and families and go away. Here, you say, Baba, all of this is yours. You gave us a lot of wealth in the golden age, and then Maya made us worth shells. Now, even these souls have become impure. Impure in body, mind and wealth. Souls first of all remain pure, and then they become impure while playing their parts. Human beings definitely have to go through the stages of golden, silver, copper, iron. Having gone around the cycle, the jewelry has become tamopradhan and false. All souls continue to tell lies about God because they have been taught that God is omnipresent. They sing, you are the mother and father. they also sing this praise in front of the Lakshmi and Narayan idols. However, they only have their one son and one daughter. The children have the same happiness that the kings and queens do. Everyone has a lot of happiness. You are now in your last and 84th birth. There is a lot of sorrow. The father says, I am once again teaching you Raj Yoga. The father explains to you children, the charioteer, the soul, is sitting in this chariot. This charioteer was at first 16 celestial degrees full. Now he has no degrees. They even sing, I am without virtue, I have no virtues, have mercy. That is, have mercy on me. No one has any virtues now. Everyone is very unhappy and impure, and this is why they go to the Ganges to become pure. They don't do this in the golden age. It is the same river, but it would be said that everything is Samopradhan at this time. In the golden age, all the rivers are very pure and clean. No rubbish is thrown into the rivers there. Here, there is so much rubbish thrown into them. All the rubbish then flows into the ocean. This cannot happen in the golden age. It isn't the law. Everything remains pure there. The father explains, this is now the final birth of everyone. The play is coming to an end. The limit of this play is 5,000 years. Incorporeal Shiv Baba is explaining to you. He is the incorporeal one, the highest of all, the resident of the supreme abode, that is, Paramdham. We have all come from the supreme abode. It is now the end of the Iron Age, and the drama is coming to an end, and history will then repeat again. All the scriptures and the Gita that people have been studying were written in the Copper Age. This knowledge disappears. No one can teach you Raj Yoga. Religious books are created as their memorials. They themselves take rebirth, but the books remain as their memorials. The deity religion is established at the confluence age. The father comes and sits in this chariot. It is not a question of a horse chariot. He enters this chariot, this ordinary old body. He is the charioteer. It is remembered that he created Brahmins through Brahma. You are mouth-born Brahmins. All of you children say that you are BKs, the mouth-born creation of Brahma. This Brahma too is adopted. The father himself says, I become the charioteer of this chariot. I give him knowledge. I begin with him and I give the urn to the mothers. This one is also a mother. This one becomes this first, and then you do. That one is present in this one, but in front of whom does he speak? He sits here and speaks to you souls. There isn't a scholar, etc., who would sit and speak to souls in this way and say that he is their father. You souls are incorporeal. I too am incorporeal. I, the ocean of knowledge, am the creator of heaven. I do not create hell. It is Maya, Ravan, who creates hell. The father says, I am the creator, and so I would surely create heaven. You people of Bharat were residents of heaven, and you have now become residents of hell. It was Ravan who made you into residents of hell, because souls follow the dictates of Ravan. At this time, you souls are following the Srimat of Ram, Shiv Baba, Shri Shri. The father explains, everyone's part has now come to an end. All souls will come together. When all souls have come down here, destruction will start and souls will begin to go back. There are now innumerable religions in Bharat. Just the one original, eternal deity religion doesn't exist. None of them call themselves deities. Praise of the deities is sung, full of all virtues. Then they say of themselves, I am a degraded sinner. those who were Satopradhan and worthy of worship become Tamopradhan worshippers. The kingdom of Ravan begins with the Copper Age. The kingdom of Ram is the day of Brahma, and the kingdom of Ravan is the night of Brahma. So, when should the father come? He would come when the night of Brahma is to end. Only when he enters the body of this Brahma would there then be you Brahmins created through Brahma. He teaches Raja Yoga to you Brahmins. The father says, you mustn't remember the pictures of any subtle, corporeal or incorporeal beings. You are given an aim. People remember others when they see their pictures. Baba says, stop looking at pictures. That is the path of devotion. You souls now have to come to me once again. There is a huge burden of sin on your heads. It isn't that the sins of every birth are finished in the jail of a womb. Some are finished and some still remain. I have now come as the guide. At this time, all souls are following the dictates of Maya. To say that God is omnipresent is a dictate of Maya. Sometimes they say that God is omnipresent, and sometimes they say that he takes 24 incarnations. The father says, I am not omnipresent. I am the purifier, the creator of heaven. My business is to change hell into heaven. Gandhiji wanted there to be the kingdom of Ram. Now they say that they want an almighty kingdom and one religion. In heaven, there was one religion and one kingdom. There were no partitions there. The father says, I do not become the master of the universe. I make you that. Then Ravan comes and snatches the kingdom away from you. Everyone is now Tamopradhan and has a stone intellect. In the golden age, everyone has a divine intellect. The father explains that the charioteer is sitting here. It is the soul that speaks, and this one's soul also listens. He says, children, do not look at anything with an image. Constantly remember me alone. Connect your intellects in yoga to me up above. Remember the place that you have to go to, the one father and none other. He is the true emperor, the one who speaks the truth to you. Therefore, you mustn't remember anyone's picture. You mustn't even have yoga with this picture of Shiv, because Shiv is not like that. Just as we are souls, so is the Supreme Soul. Baba says, just as the soul resides in the center of the forehead, in the same way, I take a little space and sit next to this soul. I become the charioteer and sit here and give this one knowledge. His soul didn't have knowledge. He was impure. Just as this one's soul, the charioteer, speaks through this body, I too speak through these organs in the same way. How else would I explain? Brahma is definitely needed in order to create Brahmins. This Brahma will then become Narayan. You Brahmins are now the children of Brahma. You will then go into the clan of the Sun dynasty, Sri Narayan. It has been explained to you children that all of those scriptures, etc., belong to the path of devotion, that the same ones will be written again, and that people will become Tamopradhan while reading them. The Golden Age changed into the Silver Age, the Silver Age changed into the Copper Age, and then the Iron Age. Only when you become impure does the purifier come and purify you. Scriptures cannot purify anyone. People have now become completely poverty-stricken. They continue to fight and quarrel with one another. They are worse than monkeys. Monkeys have the five vices in them very strongly. No one else has the arrogance of bodies as strongly as monkeys do. Monkeys have all the vices, such as lust, anger, greed, attachment, to such an extent, don't even ask. When a monkey's baby dies, the mother won't let go of its bones It is the same with people too, nowadays. When people lose their child, they continue to cry for 6 to 8 months. In the golden age, neither is there untimely death, nor does anyone weep or wail. There are no devils there. At this time, the Father speaks to you children. You can look after your homes and families, and while doing that, perform such wonders which sannyasis cannot perform. Only God teaches the Satopradhan renunciation. He says, this old world is now to end, and you must therefore finish your attachment to it. Everyone has to go back. Forget all the old things, including your bodies. Give those 5 vices to me. If you become impure, you won't be able to go to the pure world. Promise the Father that you will remain pure in this final birth, and your purity will then remain all the time. You have been choking in the vices for 63 births and have become completely dirty. You have forgotten your dharam and karam. You say that yours is the Hindu religion. The Father says, you have become senseless. Why? Because you don't understand that Bharat was heaven and that you yourselves were deities. I taught you Raj Yoga. You then say that Sri Krishna is the father of all and the creator of heaven. The Father is incorporeal, the father of all souls. You then say of him that he is omnipresent. You insult your father. You have mixed up Shiv with Shankar. There has been so much defamation. Shiv is the supreme soul. He says, I come to establish the deity religion. Then the dual form of Vishnu, Lakshmi and Narayan will rule the kingdom. Only the one Sadguru establishes the land of truth. He is the charioteer in this chariot. This one is called Nandigan, that is the bull, and Bhagirath too, that is the lucky chariot. He, that is Shiv, says to you Arjuns, I have entered this chariot on the battlefield to make you into conquerors of Maya. In the golden age, neither does Ravan exist, nor is his effigy burnt. People now continue to burn effigies of him. Acha, to the sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Babdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children.
The spiritual children say Padam Kumar, remembrance, love, good morning and namaste to our spiritual mother, father and Babdada. Acha, Om Shanti.
Essence for Dharana. 1. Don't remember any pictures. Keep the Father without an image in your intellect. Connect your intellect in yoga up above. 2. You have to return home, and you must therefore remove your attachment from all the old things, including your body. Become completely pure. Blessing, may you be a master bestower of fortune and remain constantly, ever ready for any task by being a right hand of the Father. The children who become the Father's right hands and are constantly cooperative in every task, who remain constantly ever ready and who are obedient and always say, yes, Baba, we are ready. The Father calls them constantly loved, especially beloved children, worthy children, the children who are the decoration of the world. And he gives them the blessing of being master bestowers of blessings and bestowers of fortune. While living with their families, such children stay beyond the attitude of a family, and while interacting with everyone, they also always pay attention to interacting with everyone spiritually. Slogan: have honesty and cleanliness in every word and action, and you will become a jewel, especially loved by God. Acha, Om Shanti.